Welcome all in our last topic of the subject Hotel Accounting. This topic is going to unlock the efficiency in the form of accounting software that have been used by the restaurant and the hotels. Thus, hospitality business is full of challenges. It has to undergo the complicated operations. It has to navigate to many income sources. There would be a huge transaction volume, and it had to interact with a number of financial processes along with the different tax regime. Thus, we have to choose a correct and adaptable accounting software who may go to come up with the multiple options so as to navigate and generate the accounting profit in a beautiful way. Thus, accounting software is going to give us the invaluable tool so as to streamline all the operations, so as to increase the productivity, and so as to improve the decision making in the long run. It not only going to give us the transparent picture of the profit and loss account and the balance sheet, it also going to give us the cash flow statement, which may going to highlight where the margins are tight, that the stocks are been expensive, and the utility bills are high or not. So ERP, PMS, the USALI, all as per the general accepted accounting principle, that is GAAP, we're going to see in this particular chapter. So let's navigate the slide and analyze that how this chapter is going to highlight the accounting softwares. As I've said that the hospitality industry as well do have a competitive landscape. Over here, efficiency is the key and the era is of AI. So we have to come up with the updated softwares so as to record each and every transaction of the accounts. Thus, the restaurant and hotel accounting software would be introduced via this particular presentation, which offers a powerful solution so as to streamline the overall operations, definitely improve the profitability, and at last enhance the guest experience overall. Now, the way I've said that choosing the accounting softwares would be going to give us few of the handy solution. One of the handy solution is it's going to boost our profit margin. It's going to give us the data-driven analysis and the insight which analyze the financial data. That is, separately, we can come up with the responsibility center and the cost center. It also going to bifurcate the food cost, the labor, the inventory, and the number of stakeholders that would be every now and then analyzed and associated with our hospitality industry. It also going to analyze the cost saving base. It track the ingredient used and the minimize the waste, as well as optimizing staffing based on the demand. Generally, you see that pubs and bars are the area which would be a challenging one so as to continue to generate the profit. So it's going to give us the exact way that in what way we have to record this department as well carefully so as to convert it into a responsibility center. It also gives us the customer trained analysis, the seasonality, the snowfall area of the hotel where it is located, or the hilly area, in what way the customer would react to the snowfall or the hilly area, in which season they prefer to come and accommodate, that would be analyzed with the help of customer trained analysis. So our software shouldn't be only recording the transactions, it is also going to give us the overall trend that has been going on in the perception of the customer. So it's going to analyze the spending habits, the preferred menu, so as to boost the overall revenue. It is also going to come up with the different permutation and a combination, which is going to give us the optimization of the revenues with the help of the menu combination. It may give us the strategic way so as to market to the target areas only, Personalized offers and increase customer loyalty and spending. The loyalty and the brand of the customer image would be concentrated with the customer trend analysis. It's going to give us how to streamline the operations, how to automate the task of invoice, payroll, reporting, and audit compliances in the case of tax and a tariff collection. These all due dates as well would be updated in our softwares. So human intervention would be lesser and the machine intervention would be maximum. And accordingly, we have to choose the best software, which would be streamlining all the operations. It's definitely going to improve our efficiency. It's going to give us the real-time database, which enables us so as to faster the responses, better resource allocation, and the quality servicing to the customers before and after sales. At last, it's going to enhance the productivity overall. You will see the complex world of the hospitality transaction would be automated fully. It's going to streamline all the tasks like as accounting, reconciliation, ordering, payment management. Everything would be streamlined with the help of this. Of course, it's going to save us the time. It's going to free up the staff so as to provide the quality as well as quantity oriented services that has been expected, and the value added tasks would be somewhat given a priority rather than including a time consuming jobs. At last, it's going to improve our overall servicing efficiency, reduce the redundant errors, the complex burden of the cascading effect of the tax, and overall improving the accuracy with the automated workflows would be highlighted with this softwares. Of course, real-time reporting with the help of the enterprise resource planning, that is ERP and the PMS, that is the proper management system, is being established over here. So the accounting statements would be giving us the charts of accounts, daily report, the financial statement, accounts receivable, intercompany accounting, budgeting, if there would be any property management, smart bank reconciliation, and role-based dashboard would be highlighted. So the real-time reporting and insights would be possible with the help of the introduction of the APT software into our hospitality industry. So it's going to give us the customized reports, generate the telemed reports, and it's going to give us the deeper insight so as to do a proper analysis where the business perform and how it stand in comparison to our rivals or the benchmark horizon. It's the data drill down. It's going to analyze the variance, if any, by comparing with the budgets and in what way the trends have been going on in the market. So beta of the market has been necessarily highlighted and it's been compared every now and then, and it's going to give us the solution as well that how we have to compete in the market with our present data. Thus, a full financial clarity has been expected and given with the comprehensive understanding of each and every financial statements with the minute study of the position and the performance. So it's going to give us the check on the financial assets, the purchase order, inventory, that whether we are having the minimum inventory, maximum inventory, just in time, the project management, overall accounting receivable, business intelligence at last also would be taken care of with the help of this accounting softwares. It's going to give us the effective cash flow management. Cash flow is one of the important statements. Now, why the cash flow is important? When the margins are very tight, when the stock is a bit expensive and the utilities are very high, by default, we have to come up with the cash flow statement so as to analyze that how much is the liquidity can be maintained by our business. The cash flow management is going to highlight on each and every responsibility centers of the profit in a magnitude way. It's going to give us the way by which the room bookings are giving us the revenue. It's going to track the revenue from all the room booking and manage the associated expenses at last. F&B is again a separate department. It's going to monitor the overall sales and the cost that has been involved so as to serve the F&B in the hotel premises. In the case of the corporate event, what all are the ways we are generating the revenues and which all are the expenses have been incidental that also been highlighted with the help of effective cash flow management software tools that have been incorporated into our accounting records. It's going to streamline the operations with the automation and the quick data drilling would be possible. As the automated task is going to reduce the redundancy, is going to reduce the manual work and free up the staff for a more strategic and a decision-oriented staff so as to take a decision whether to go for the scale of margin or whether to go for the scope of the margin. It's definitely going to improve the accuracy. The way we saw in the last topic is about the tariff and the taxation. So incident and impact of the tax would be well defined with the help of the accounting software, which is going to reduce the taxation burden, and ultimately more and more customers would be highlighted with the improved accuracy and the service. It's going to minimize the error and ensure the reliable financial data. Thus, the overall enhanced focus that in what way we are going to treat the customers as a guest, which is going to allow staff to focus the satisfaction and evaluate it in activities overall. It's going to give us the tailor-made solution that what business need, and accordingly, the software features will get updated. Every business do have their own needs and the set of the tools that need to be updated into that particular softwares. So we go to assess that what are restaurant or a hotel operators need, what is the size, are we located at the multiple cities, multiple state, multiple nations. Accordingly, we have to integrate the software which can pull the data of all this location together. Which all are the staff that need to be trained so as to work on this softwares? Which all are the administrative support we need so as to record the transaction every now and then? How the reporting of this all transaction would be done, and in what way the reporting requirements would be done? Thus, matching the software to your workflow is the key for the successful retention of the business with the help of the HNI clients and the niche targeted customers so as to improvise the profitability. Thus, by default, our software should carry some kind of a features. So we have to identify which are the essential features that need to be integrated in our software. By default, inventory management, as we have to dealt with the number of inventory, maybe it is room service, maybe it is a food and beverage service, maybe it is banquet service, maybe it is catering service. Lot of inventory need to be taken care. So inventory records should be given a maximum weightage while choosing the software. POS, point of sales, would be automated machines. So as nowadays we know that we avoid the cash or the check oriented transaction. We prefer to go ahead with the GPay or the contactless card payment. So POS updated softwares, even the payroll as well is being fully automated. So reporting and the CRM, that a customer relationship and a maintenance automated service, should be included into our software. The cloud access, that anywhere we can update and record the transactions without having any kind of hurdles, is been expected. We can also use these all accounting tools on our mobile, that much ease it should give. And the industry specific reporting also can be essentially is one of the requirement of this all softwares. It has to be a solution provider. So not only it's going to give us the static business situation at any point of time, it also should give us that in what way we have to come up with the solution from that staticness of the business. It's going to evaluate the support pricing, the reputation, the brand building, the loyalty-based customer, and how we have to dig out the niche marketing of the hotel industry. So research offering, the overall pricing, the support and the integration request domains also need to have a proper check and the reviews every now and then. It should have the pop-up messengers that which area need to be highlighted so as not to considered as a cost center, which was being considered as the profit center in the earlier scenario. Next is the implementation and the training. Once we have chosen the best software, what we need is the staff to be trained properly so as to have a ease of navigation through all the software transactions. Thus, a thorough staff training has been required so as to implement the software training and have the timeliness on the ongoing support. The specialized hotel accounting software may have a number of key features. Very important, it should maintain a number of chart of accounts. The pre-built financial statements as per the GAAP and the USALI provisions should be by default updated. The daily report along with the ADR reports or say the ratios should be built in into our accounting software. The PMS, that is the property management system, POS integration, ERP, bank reconciliation and the audit also be necessarily facilitated by our accounting software. It's going to give us the accuracy, greater financial insight, definitely time saving through the automation will be possible, and it's going to give us the specialized analytics overall. Now, who can choose this accounting software? Which all of the hotel industry that should go ahead and on what basis they should go ahead? It is being highlighted in this slide. So the small portfolios, those having 1 to 5 outlet of the hotel, no significant expansion plans, it has been called as a small portfolio hotel. They can also go with this softwares. New to hotel accounting, those who have recently came into this hotel and the hospitality business and they lack the experience. So this softwares would be a it for them. Limited management scope where the owners and the management differs and the management do have a limited scope. So there the software is going to come up as the fantastic solution so as to take the job of only managing the overall accounting statement. So it's going to primarily focus on the financial management. No need of extensive integration of the management staff as separately. And if we do have a budget constraint at that time as well, we have to prefer a simple solution oriented software with having the lower cost. So enterprise resource planning is one of the unified platform that has been offered by this accounting softwares. It's going to give us the comprehensive functionality that include the hotel accounting features plus accounting receivables, budgeting, expenses management, along with the payroll management that has been highlighted with the ERPs. It's also going to give us that overall streamlined of the operations, in what way the back office operations can be unified, including the fixed assets, inventory, and if there would be any project management, along with intercompany accounting, if there would be any smart bank reconciliation, role-based dashboard, that all would be ensured over here. At last, the ERP should give us the business intelligence. What do you mean by business intelligence? It should give us the real-time insight into the revenues as well as the expenses and in what way the labor and the payroll management is being done. So ERP updated software, which is going to concentrate on each and every platform of the hotel and hospitality industry should be updated upon. Now, when to choose the hotel ERP? When we have a medium or a large portfolio where the multiple hotels are been serving at a different location and we do have a potential future of growth. The growth goals would be expanding the operations and need to scale, maybe with the help of the margin of scope or margin of scale. Again, the complex taxation cascading effect would be taken into consideration while going ahead with the ERP. So incidents may be incidence of the tax may be on a different person, impact of the tax may be on a different person. So indirect tax coverage should be also insured into this hotel ERP softwares. We should have a visual dashboards. With the help of the dashboards, we can analyze that at any point of a time that how much and which all are the sectors that are contributing for the profit generation. So it's going to give me a real-time monitoring of the key performance indicators. And extensive integration, that what is the need base and in what way we have to supply to our niche client as well. So it's going to give us the PMS, POS, SGM and all the payroll system that has been updated and collated into our overall ERP management system. So automating hospitality finance has been concentrated as one of the important tools so as to go ahead with the need of the era, that is the AI. So we do have a centralized data who is going to collate the transactions that might be functioning at a different location if we have the existence of our hotel into an entire globe. So it's going to give us the consolidated financial data from a various sources onto a single dashboard for a real-time insights. This reduces the manual entry, the human intervention would be completely avoided, all the transaction would be recorded maybe via the PMS, POS machine, maybe via the ERP, maybe via the PMS. So the redundancy would be avoided over here. It's going to give us the quick access on the revenue as well as the expenses. Also, it's going to highlight the profitability and making us aware that how much tax liability we would be paying. Number of tasks are being automated. With the help of the automation, we definitely save on the time and it's going to give us the accuracy. So automated invoicing, like in what way the inventory need to be managed, in what way invoicing so as to do the purchase would be done, that all need to be concentrated upon. The payroll, including if there would be any tips and a commission to our hotel employees, that need to be segregated and bifurcated. So at any point of a time, how much the employees are being paid and how much the wages are being given to the labor, maybe it is on the basis of the commission, maybe it is on the basis of the contract. So the payroll is one of the important tasks of the hotel industry. So that also need to be streamlined with the help of the automated task. And overall, the tax calculation. Minimizing error, saving time and insurance, timely payment of all our outstanding bills with the help of the accurate employee compensation is going to retain the practice and a performance in the industry. Thus, though we are automating, we have to think that how the all automation is going to compensate so as to retain the guest experience as the larger scale would be ensured.